just make sure you tell that Mr. Expert, hey, I just want to be a part of the process from A to Z. I want to be in every boring meeting. I want to know everything that's going on because eventually I want to do this on myself. That's why I'll give you whatever it is that you're asking me for.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Hello, this is your host, Javier Hinojo, with the naked truth about real estate investing. And today, I'm going to talk about how to leverage the experts. Yeah, you can do this in any kind of business, not just in real estate. You leverage the experts. So how do you find an expert? There you go, podcast, Facebook, Google. You'll find an expert on just about anything, YouTube it, etc. Now, you definitely have to make sure you vet them so you don't find someone that gives you bad advice, or worst off, you pay somebody that gives you bad advice or just doesn't really help you at all. So the best way to do that is actually to ask your network, right? Whoever you know already, if they have any recommendations of who your expert is, right? Whatever subject you want to talk about or you want to learn about. So I'm actually going to talk about real estate, right? Because this is a real estate podcast. So I'm going to talk about real estate experts, not just in as an expert as far as like, hey, I need a coach or a mentor or something like that. But I'm talking about just experts in something else. Give an example. If you find an empty lot, like a piece of land, and you're like, man, this is too small to build on because it doesn't fit the minimum requirements, the setbacks and the front edge of square foot and this front edge feet and all that crazy stuff that goes with splitting a lot or subdividing some lots. If it doesn't work, doesn't meet the code, well, tell you what, don't go downtown and try to fight the city on it. Just go in front of the board and try to plead your case. I mean, unless you want to, I mean, go leverage the experts, right? Go find an attorney that deals only with that or is an expert in that area. Pay them whatever, $3,000, $5,000, $10,000 to do the work for you. And it can make you $100,000. It can make you $50,000. It can make you a lot of money. Leverage the experts. You don't have to learn everything. Look, I know some of you guys out there love to do it yourselves. Hey, that's why a lot of you listen to podcasts. Hey, I listen to podcasts. I went on YouTube. I wanted to get as much free training and free information as I could. And there's nothing wrong with that. But sometimes you do have to leverage the experts, and sometimes you have to pay them for their knowledge, for their time. So leverage the experts, just like I gave you that example. Any other real estate transaction, right? Maybe you have a transaction where there might be 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 heirs of the property. You got to go find out who know who's who and chase them down. Again, right, go pay yourself an attorney that can hunt everybody down for you, or find an expert that's what they do. Ask your network. Ask people for referrals. Always leverage the experts. Like, I haven't built any brand new multifamily. You know, does that mean I'm not going to build any apartment buildings? You know what? No, I'm going to build some apartment buildings. I'm going to build some self-storage units. I'm going to build that. And how am I going to do it? Am I going to go out and read a book and watch all these YouTube videos and listen to podcasts on how to do it? No, I'm actually going to go find the expert. I'm going to go hire an expert, pay him what he's worth, what he charges me to do it for me. Or, right, you can say, hey, well, you know, I don't have deep pockets, you know. You know, maybe you have a full-time job and you're doing real estate on the side. Maybe not pay an expert, but go find somebody to partner with. Somebody who's already an expert in that field. Somebody who's built a brand new self-storage facility. Okay, he'd be like, hey, guys. Hey, Mr. Expert. You know, I got this deal. I think I got a good deal. Can you analyze it for me? What do you think? Sounds good. Okay, how about we partner up? How can we partner up on this? What makes sense for you? And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what he says, that he wants every single piece of the deal, your socks, your dirty underwear, and all your Christmas presents for the next 5 years. It doesn't matter what he wants. You're not really too much worried about how much money you're going to make. Actually, what you're really paying for, or what you're really giving up some equity for, is the knowledge. Just make sure you tell that Mr. Expert, hey, I just want to be a part of the process from A to Z. I want to be in every boring meeting. I want to know everything that's going on because eventually I want to do this on myself. That's why I'll give you whatever it is that you're asking me for. So you can partner up with people like that as well, not just on a new construction, but even somebody who's going to flip a house. Say, hey, I want to learn how you flip. What can I do to learn how to flip, or whatever it is? It doesn't really matter. You can do it with any part, any kind of business, anything you'd like to learn. There's always experts out there that are doing it. You know, first look for referrals. You can't get a referral, then you start GTS. You start GTSing that. Google that shit. So leverage the experts. That's all I have to say. When we manage, when we get properties under contract for an apartment building, we actually always look for a professional management company, regional or local, that can manage our apartment building, can do our due diligence and all that. So why? Hire the local expert, right? I don't want to be calling four plumbers to go scope my lines and then they don't show up. You're trying to collect certificate of insurance and trying to collect like that W-9, whatever they got to fill out as a contractor, as an independent contractor. Trying to chase people down like that. What if I need a roofer? I got to call 5-6 roofing companies, try to get a quote back and forth. Man, that's just a lot of headache for me. Just hire the local expert and pay them a fee. Let them do all that work for you, right? I can go off. I need to go raise some money. I got to go find another deal. So, hey, I'm just giving it to you how it is. Find the experts. Hey, for you guys out there who like to learn and grind, maybe don't have a lot of cash. Hey, that's perfectly fine. But don't be a cheap ass. Don't be stingy. Pay it. Right now, I am paying $30,000 to get a due diligence done for me on a mobile home park. Actually, 4 mobile home parks, $7,500 a pop. I didn't get a discount. They're all together. And it's 30 grand, right? It's going to cost me $30,000. If I don't buy this park, I'll lose those 30 grand. But I know this company is going to do a great job, a better job than I am. And I'm going to get all my reports. And it's going to look so pretty when I go to the bank. Be like, hey, Mr. Bank, here's my due diligence. Here's my CapEx, my capital improvements budget. You see what I need for rehab. And look, here it is. And just sit there and just watch them give me money at super low interest, like almost free money. Yeah, I got to invest. It's 30K. I mean, it's not a, you know, it's a lot of money. 30K is a lot of money. But in the big, you know, scheme of things, it's really not. This is an $11 million property, potentially. 30K is really, you know, dropping the bucket. So leverage the experts. Don't be afraid to pay. Don't be afraid to have smarter people on your short list. And I'll talk about that in my next podcast. This is Javier, your host. Don't lose your shirt.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the show. Make sure you follow me on social media, Instagram, Javier Hinojo.jr. Follow me on TikTok, just my name. I got some stupid dance videos. I don't know why I do that, but I'm there. YouTube as well. Just search my name. Facebook. Find me anywhere. The links will be below. I appreciate that. Also, leave a review. You leave a review, I'm going to put a drawing in. I have an off-market, how to find commercial properties off-market. And I have $1,000 and I'm going to take somebody's name from there. I'll do a drawing every quarter or so. And you have access to that training for free. It's a $1,000 training and you get it for free. Subscribe to the channel. Take a picture. Send it to us. Let us know that you gave us a great review. And I will give you a shot at getting that training. So appreciate everybody listening. Don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.